Welcome to Microsoft Build Digital. I'm Rick Claus, Principal Cloud Advocate Lead for Microsoft, coming to you live from the Redmond, Washington studios. But the real focus is not here in the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. This is the segment where we're going to be focusing on all the folks from the APAC region. So I want to introduce to you the host from Brisbane and from Sydney, Australia down under. There we go with Sonia and Aaron once again. Good to see you.
Hey, Rick. Yeah, we're back. I'm Sonia Cuff, and I'm a cloud advocate for Microsoft focused on IT pros. Aaron, fill our viewers in on who you are and what you do.
Hi, everyone. My name is Aaron Powell. I'm a cloud advocate as well at Microsoft. I'm based here in Sydney, and I focus on areas like web development, JavaScript, and .NET. What a wild ride it's been over the past couple of hours here in APAC and for the last 36 odd hours across the stream. We've just had the encore sessions of the Horizon and Power Platform keynotes, and I think they were really fascinating to watch, and it's great to see the kinds of things that we're doing. But based on those, we've got a pretty high bar to maintain across the rest of the sessions today. Sonia, Rick, do you have any picks or favorite things that were announced in those keynotes?
Well, for me, I was just watching the replay again coming in about the automatic AI-generated code with the code supercomputer up in the sky. Was actually pretty kind of cool. A little bit scary. We also had a quick little intersessional talking about the pizza robot delivery dogs or whatever it was with AI. That is just really scary for me, but that's just me. What about you, Sonia? Have you found some other highlights that are less kind of scary that's out there?
Yeah, look, I love that we're talking about AI in terms of making it democratized so that we're giving access to that platform for as many people as possible to use it. But the thing that really caught my eye was that supercomputer, 285,000 CPU cores and 10,000 GPUs. Now, as a sysadmin who's dealt with hardware, that is some serious kit. And I'm feeling like Tim the Tool Man Taylor going, more power, like bring it on. That is super spectacular to gain access to that kind of computing power. And it's also really interesting to see the open source update to DeepSpeed. So just being able to analyze data and analyze, in particular, unlabeled data, a lot bigger data sets, a lot faster. So we really are seeing this capability rise up to the challenge of some of the ways that we can push that AI.
Now, Aaron, you didn't get to get off easy now. You also have to share some of your insights that you thought too. You thought you were going to get off easy with this one. So what about you, bud?
I was hoping that I would just be able to do some throws and then just sit back and relax for another few minutes. So I actually spent most of my time watching the Power Platform recaps and catching up on some of the news there. This is a space that I don't tend to play a lot in because my approach is generally if I want to solve something, I can write some code and the problem kind of goes away. And it's amazing to see the innovations that we can do with the Power Platform and these no-code or low-code solutions. I'm kind of blown away every time I see things like the AI Builder and being able to do like the OCR on a form and just have that automatically populate something that can then connect to a backend service, and you barely write any code to actually achieve that. I think it's something that too many developers don't realize there's the potential there and the power that you can take away from something like that. And also the virtual agents, it's something that I've played around with a bit before, but predominantly from, again, the developer experience around chatbots, building out language models, building out conversation flows, and writing reams and reams of code to achieve that. But then I look at what can be done with virtual agents, and I'm just like, why did I spend days or weeks trying to write out these conversation flows in code when I can do that really complex thing with inside of a graphical editor, build out how these conversations are supposed to work, and then just plug in the little bits extra that I need for what I want to achieve out of it. So if I need a custom trait or a conversation point, I can do that with code, but I don't need to write the entire thing. And then just seeing that kind of stuff really blows my mind, how easy it is to inject this artificial intelligence backend into an existing system. I was also watching some of the stuff around Power BI, and again, as a developer, it's something that I can be a consumer of, but it just boggles my mind at the power that you've got there. And then when they were showing off the intelligence that's got built into it, so that you can just start typing and it'll go, here's a question that you might want some answers to. And it's a question you hadn't even thought you could either get out of your data, or that you didn't have like a predefined notion that that was the questions that you could ask and that were going to be valuable for you. So those sorts of tools, and how I can start thinking about how it'll make my life easier in the teams I work in and the like, across the businesses I work with. So it's just fascinating to see that sort of stuff. And again, it doesn't take someone that is really knowledgeable about machine learning or anything like that to pull these things together, but to get that really rich experience that everyone can get value out of.
Now, from the social side of things, I just want to ask, because I don't know if the people joining us now saw this earlier. If you rewind before the keynote session that just happened, the Australian hosts were introduced as a transition back out from Seth, and you did something called a Tim Tam Slam. Everyone supposedly in this time zone knows what a Tim Tam Slam is, but Sonia, you introduced a new version of a Tim Tam that I wasn't familiar with, so you have been holding out on me. Can you just elaborate on what type of Tim Tam that was?
Oh, the double coat. Yeah, that's my favorite. So they're fairly easy to get here in Australia. They're a lot harder to get outside of Australia, but they've literally gone and coated that chocolate biscuit / cookie with an extra layer of chocolate. We all know that more chocolate's better, right?
Nice. So basically in Australia, either stuff is going to kill you because it's an insect that's going to poison you or bite you, or it's going to be something absolutely decadent, one or the other. Is that what it is?
Absolutely.
Now, we want to remind all of the viewers that basically Microsoft Build is your event for what we're going to be doing today. And so we want to see what you're doing. So I've been watching the Twitter stream of hashtag MSBuild for the last little while. Been looking for some great selfies. Yesterday, we were optimizing, looking at where you were coming from home, what you were watching. We've also seen some cool stuff with some dance moves and some pets. What's really interesting right now is as we're crossing over the time zones and following the sun, there's been some great chatter going on there from the Japanese developer community. They recently had a community session, comms 173. And then now also I'm seeing tweets here coming up about a Korean session that's going to be starting up too. So international languages, hello everyone in the APAC region. We're going to be here for the rest of the evening Pacific time, mid-afternoon for the other side of the world time of things. We want to see everything. What's your workspace like? What are your pets like? What's your outdoor view like? Let's take a look and see what we've got going on right now on a couple of them. There has been some leftover stuff of pictures from Seth trying to learn how to bake from that last segment that we happen to have. For instance, here we've got Justin Yu, who is talking a little bit about in less than 50 minutes time, we're going to start streaming live in Korean for their particular session that's coming up, which is some great things to see. We have another interesting tweet. If you remember Scott Hanselman's awesome keynote that he delivered yesterday that was replayed again here in this particular time zone with Welcome All Developers. This one here is talking about how he's now got his mom and dad registered on Microsoft Build site to be able to go off and to watch the replay of the keynote. And his mom is actually live texting and live tweeting updates as she's following along, so he can actually follow along with her as well at the same time. I haven't had too much time to spend in the studio zone, but a good friend of mine, Chloe, has been talking about the student zone and working from different times from 9 to 5 for the Microsoft Build Conference and being able to have some fun times with one of her friends on Vogue and Code. And so she's going to be wrapping up some of that student stuff tomorrow for when that particular section happens to wind down. And then, of course, we have to call out Jack, developer Jack and Jack Skinner, and also the team down under. All of them doing that, as they say, that awkward cup holding motion with the Tim Tam to be able to do the Tim Tam slam up there with Sonia Cuff and the rest of them. So in case you missed it, someone did grab a picture of you two doing that particular one, which is fantastic. So don't forget, we are watching what's going on live on the hashtag MSBuild. We're also watching on the grams as well. We don't do TikTok though, thankfully. So share your videos on Twitter. Use the hashtag MSBuild. I shared one of social distancing here in the studio before coming into work today. Just people were asking questions about that. Stay tuned until Microsoft Build, the digital experience, ends, which is still a long time away. We might be sharing some of your videos and some of your tweets and pictures in the official closing video that will be taking place. So hurry up. post them now. The cutoff for all the videos and all the picture submissions is going to be, again, apologize, in PST time, 10 a.m. Wednesday PST is when those ones are going to be closing down.
Yeah, Rick, I think that's early hours of Friday morning, our Australian time. So I'd be getting them in tonight to make sure they make that cutoff. We love seeing all of your submissions, but Aaron and Rick, you know what I want to see now? I bet you can guess. That animal cam.
Uh-oh. Do we know which one we have today? What particular one we have going on now?
Penguins.
Oh.
Looks like penguins, yeah.
Oh, the king penguins. I can't, it's too far away in my monitor to see exactly where that one's coming into us from, if it's from one of the different zoos down here in neck of the woods or up in Toronto or wherever.
Yeah, I think that's a Sydney zoo.
Oh.
Wow. Just hanging out there.
Nice.
Chilling out.
Nice.
Love
coming in.
It.
Oh, it's the Kansas City Zoo. There we go. Thank you. Someone pointed to me to the right monitor down over there in the corner so I could actually go off and see it, which is awesome.
Look, why do we have an animal cam in the middle of a technical conference? Because we can. And to be honest, they're a lot easier to get than bringing in our therapy animals into the events when we normally have those in-person spaces.
Well, thanks again, Sonia and Aaron. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you for what's going to be a little bit of a late night here in the Pacific time zone, but all that's good because we're here for the long haul. I'm going to stay fueled up as required to be able to keep things going. Now, coming up, we're going